Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. 6:30, let's get right to it. Sports. We spent too much time on the dun-dun-dun song, so that we're behind.
It's 6:30.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Trying to sports here. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great new Bud products constantly coming out. So when you're like, hey, I want to try something new, Bud Distributing, got you taken care of over there.
Try something new.
Get
it done. There you go. Had plenty of them over the weekend. I should say Sunday.
Sunday. I can tell. I can tell on Monday.
Anyway, NFL, National Football League, preseason week one. I think your Packers lost.
Thursday, I think, was it Thursday or Friday?
I can't remember. Thursday.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
I don't even know the score. It's not even in my sports, but I remember looking up at the TV thinking, huh.
Well, it's preseason. Aaron Rodgers isn't wasting his ayahuasca on preseason, all right? Yeah. So
it's because he got hurt. No, he didn't. I swear to God,
I will murder you. I will murder you.
Did he play at all?
I don't know. I didn't even watch. I didn't look into it because it's preseason and I don't care.
Sam Darnold got hurt, right? Did you hear that?
No. Ooh. See, yeah. That's why you shouldn't do preseason full on.
Gotta talk about that. You know, I listened to some sports radio over the weekend, actually on the way to the wedding on Saturday. And big story there. And they're just talking, is preseason worth it? Should they have preseason?
No.
And this is that sports show with Plaxico Burress and a couple other NFL players. And most of them were like, yeah, I mean, you really do have to have it. And their explanation was you can't just go into the season and expect it, you know, just for it to turn on. I mean, they are professionals, but you got to figure out your team. You know what I'm saying?
You do.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Well, figure out your team, but no one is. I mean, most of the starters, all right, your QB1s, your WR1s, like,
don't start them.
They don't start them, or when they do, they play like one series. And I'm sorry, that just doesn't make sense to me. I know you got to try out some new guys, but you're still not getting the full thing. You know what I mean? Even if you're trying to. You're trying to see how this new receiver, this new running back, this new defensive tackle is going to work out. You're still not getting the full thing, and you're risking getting a key player injured for nothing. For nothing.
Yeah.
It just pisses me off, man, because I go back. Jordy Nelson's career was forever affected when he got injured during preseason. He never fully came back.
It was a knee injury.
Yeah, and he was out like the whole season damn near, and that was one of those. At his age. And, of course, that could happen during a game. But you know what? At least during a game that matters.
That means something. Your season.
Yeah. So I just, it kills me that they're still doing this goofy-ass four games. Is it four games or did they shorten it up? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's either three or four.
It's just so stupid to me. It's so dumb. Or, like I said 1,000 times, just do pads, like shoulder pads and helmets. And just do touch football, all right? Get some runs in, try some plays. I don't know.
It's crazy. I mean, you're millions of dollars on the line by putting your starters in. Yeah, so
millions of seasons, Super Bowls on the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're putting your significant players in there, and they're getting hurt.
Yeah.
It ain't good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Friday, Falcons beat the Lions 27-23. Saturday, Bears beating the Chiefs 19-14.
It
was preseason, though.
It's the Bears' year. It's their year, man.
It is, though. Come on. I'm telling you. We're talking about...
God, it smells like the 85 Bears all over again. It
really does.
Oh, my God.
You're going to win. Beat your Packers. I bet you're getting scared.
I'm worried.
You know? Bills beating the Colts 27-24. Lions over this weekend losing, like I said, 27-23. They do have that Hard Knock show. Which is pretty interesting, man. If you don't know anything about the Hard Knock show, football fans can't get enough of the NFL, which is why Hard Knocks have been such a hit it's been on for 17 years. Documentaries series dives deep into the team's NFL training camp. This is talking about the Lions this year. Spotlighting in Detroit. The show, which is a co-production between NFL Films and HBO Sports, they've won 18 sports Emmys, focused on 13 teams throughout its previous 16 seasons, including Dallas Cowboys three times. You went from the Cowboys to the Lions. They just like their blue and silver teams, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the first time, obviously, I get to see the Lions being a part of the Hard Knocks. You can check it out. Actually, there's a new episode coming out tomorrow, August 16th, 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's on HBO Max, which I don't have. So I'm not going to be able to watch it until it gets released somewhere else. But
pay the $60 a month for HBO Max.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
just to watch the Lions. To watch the Lions.
I mean, no. How about no? But if you would win that Screaming Eagle summer package, it would be on there.
Look at that. So we'll just come over and watch it at the people's
just
place.
Just saying. Yeah, can we just give that away like now?
Can I say something here, Hunter?
What?
Out of all the
teams. You're jealous?
No.
Your Green Bay Packers aren't on it?
Yes, exactly. Out of all the teams. Now, is it because Detroit has had such a hard time? Is it because of that? Is that why?
No, they're just spotlighting the Lions because they're just sick NFL team, man.
Are you being patronizing right now? I feel like you're being sarcastic. I feel like there's a hint of sarcasm behind the words that you're saying right now.
Out of all of the teams in the NFL, why wouldn't you pick the Lions?
I mean, it is called Hard Knocks, and
Here's the thing. I mean, just filming in Detroit, it's got to give it, the documentary series a certain tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dark Detroit. I can just see it. I can see it now.
Yeah.
Industry was booming. The city that hosted Ford created the automobile. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it just fits. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it fits.
All right. I just wondered.
What do you want them to talk about? Cheese?
First of all, you shut your mouth when you talk about cheese. All right. Second of all, I don't know. There's just maybe other teams. What about like the Bengals who, came back after not winning a playoff game since like 92? And,
here's the thing. Nobody wants to go to Ohio.
That is true. That is true. Good point.
Nor does anybody really want to go to Detroit, I guess.
Look, it's a bunch of people in L.A. Look, we want to do this Hard Knocks film. We want to focus on a football team. Someone was thinking about Ohio. You shut your mouth. Don't even finish that sentence. I will quit before I got to go to Ohio. Okay, what about Detroit? All right, fine.
Yeah, it's better than Ohio.
That's true. Anything is better. That's not saying much. Not saying much. Because Ohio's...
There's a lot of crime in Detroit. It's very dangerous. It's better than Ohio.
Better than Ohio. I heard that a DJ there got robbed twice in Ohio.
His name was Brock.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So... Anyway, check that out. If you're a Lions fan, that's actually really cool. It goes really deep into the Lions training camp. So if you want to kind of see behind the scenes, there you go, HBO Plus.
Unlike the Lions in the playoffs, it actually really goes far into it. It goes deep into it. That's right. Like what I did there. I did it. I did it, damn it.
We get it. We get it.
You got anything else, Hunter?
No, not for this hour because it's 6:38.
Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, boo-hoo. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
You get the hell out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
This would be a good one to, a fun DJ trick is to build it up, build it up, build it up. Dun, 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 turn down. And then drop this song. Oh, no.
That is one of my favorite videos on the internet. It's that guy.
Ramp it up, ramp it up.
Oh, my God.
Turn down.
I should probably just link that up. Or if you don't want to waste the time, just look up a turn down for what DJ prank. And there is a guy at this wedding. And you can tell. Dude, he is ready to just.
He's ready to just bring the house down.
He's been drinking hard. All right, he's got loose collar, the sleeves rolled up. He's got a swag.
The song really amps up too.
And he's just ready. He's watching. He's like, this is my time to shine. And he's waiting for that beat to drop. Turn down for what? And the DJ instead plays Dancing Queen during the drop, and it's the look on this guy's face is just like you shot his grandmother. All right, it's insane. It's insane.
Why'd you do that, DJ?
I love it. Have you ever pranked anyone like that? You need to.
Yeah, actually, I'm starting to do it.
God, I love it.
I've been doing it the opposite way, though, which means I make it sound like something broke.
Oh.
Record scratching. I'm like looking around, like, what's going on?
Then you get him. Yeah.
What's going on? Parked out for what? Oh, and then hit him with that.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Bring the fire.
Just bring the funk. All right. But yeah, I'll see if I can find that and link it up. Otherwise, just look up DJ prank turned down for what? And it'll make your day. It'll make your day. All right, hey, we are so far behind schedule. Let's get to it. It's time for sports. God. My God, Johnson.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're turning down for what, at least you got something tasty with you.
Throw that beat down. Here we
go. Throw it down.
Hey, real quick, I'm going to be talking about it more this week a little bit, but just to give you a heads up, Hard Knocks. It's a hard knock life for the Lions. Featuring the Detroit Lions, ladies and gentlemen, episode 2 tomorrow, August 16th, 10 p.m. I know it's kind of late, but check it out. HBO Max. If you have HBO Max, if you don't, try to qualify and win it because we're giving it away at the end of the summer, as well as a very large TV and many other streaming services.
Woo.
Nice little segue. You like that? ScreamingYellowSummer.com. But anyway, Detroit Lions on Hard Knocks. Out of all the NFL teams, here we go. Back in Detroit, baby. So, Brock is jealous.
I love it. Super jealous. You
know, no Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, look, it's not my film they're wasting, okay? That's their own. They do what they want.
Stay in Detroit for however long they got to stay there.
I just feel like there's – I don't want to dog Detroit. I get it, okay? It's the Lions. That's the state's team.
It's their year.
Is it their year?
Yeah.
Let's see. The quarterback.
Why are you laughing?
The quarterback who left them went to another team and then won a Super Bowl. I don't know if it's their year, all right?
I mean, it's true.
Like,
it's
that just true. Had to hurt the organization a little.
Any
like,
given Sunday.
Don't get me wrong. But don't
this has
you
to be
think,
every Sunday for the Lions. Come on.
Don't you think that had to, like, there had to be people at the organization that behind closed doors we're just praying that Matt Stafford didn't win a Super Bowl, right? Like, just like, look, it's not like we want him to fail. We just don't want him to succeed that well.
The first year.
The first, like, he was with the Lions for, what, 14 years?
Here's the thing. I got to give props to the Lions fans out there because if you've been a Lions fan since day one,
I just don't see
thick and thin. I mean,
I don't see how you do it.
I mean, it's always been thick, right? It's always...
No, it's always been thin. I think it's always been thin. When it's thick, it's good. You want it thick. All right, when it's thick. Feast or famine, they've been starving since they made the
starving
team.
And you know what? What does that tell you about those fans, though?
I mean, you know, resilient?
True fans right there.
I guess.
Good people.
I guess.
You know, if you're going to marry somebody, if you want to put trust into somebody, you put your trust into a Lions fan. Because you know they're not going to turn their back on you.
Even when things...
Think about that.
Get as rough as they can possibly get.
That's the person you want around. You know what, Lions fans?
There you go.
Something you can hold on to.
Look, our team sucks, but damn it.
But I'm a good person.
I'm a good person.
I don't turn my back.
Our team has never won a playoff game, but you know what?
You know what? I'm still watching.
Yeah.
Still think about going to games?
Do
still got the gear?
Do Lions fans automatically get into heaven because they just had to put up with
so.
That?
I think you're right. I think so. See, that's nice. That's a nice thing.
You got Peter up there at the pearly gates like, all right, let's see here.
Lions
fan. Oh, you're a Lions fan. Hey, get right in here. Yeah, no, we're sorry about that. We're sorry. Yeah, but no,
you're in. He's in.
Big guy says you're in automatically because you were a Lions fan.
This is their year, right? Hey. That's what Peter gives.
No, it's not. It's not. That's the first thing they ask.
Hey.
That's the first thing they ask Yahweh when they get up there, like, hey, man, when are the Lions going to win? Never. They're never going to win. But Lions fans automatically get into heaven because I made you a Lions fan.
There you go. See? I figured it out. I knew there's something about you, Lions fans.
You had to go through hell on earth being a Lions fan every single season.
Yeah.
Automatically,
you know what? They're gonna beat the hell out of your Packers.
I wish them well. But Aaron Rodgers high on ayahuasca, you're not beating that. All right, come on now.
It's pretty scary. But
you're not beating that.
They're on Hard Knocks, so check that out. All right, moving on. Real quick, I gotta get one more story. We can't just talk about the Lions all the time.
Cheer.
Because this is a great story, and it's gonna It's going to be gone tomorrow, so I got to talk about it today. Miniature golf. Listen to this, dude. It's official. It's official. Four guys in Kentucky broke the Guinness World Record by playing, listen to this, 2,097 holes of miniature golf in 24 hours. Let me say that again. 2,097 holes of miniature golf in 24 hours. Cole Hetzel, Chris Hetzel, Tony Centers, and Bob, can't even say his last name. His name's Bob, began their attempt at 8 a.m. at Putt-Putt Golf in Kentucky and didn't stop until 8 a.m. the next day. 2,097 holes.
That sounds miserable. That's 111 rounds of miniature golf.
Insane. You know, I believe that over the other person saying what day golf. How many holes in that one day? That local guy.
I can't remember. It wasn't like 100 something or like.
I was still calling BS. Yeah. No, it was like 300 holes or something.
It was nuts. It was crazy. It was
crazy.
Yeah, you're full of it. You're full of it. Miniature golf is fun for about 9 holes, and then you just want to leave.
Then you just want to leave. I could play miniature golf all day. It is so much fun. You know what I did last time? I don't think you can do this, but I took my chipper. Or I should say my sand.
That's why it's fun, because you're breaking the rules, Hunter, all right? It's putt-putt. You're not allowed to wedge out of the sand.
I'm out there to practice. I guess that's what putting is.
What? I can't do it.
Couldn't get it in the clown's mouth.
You get a giant clown. You got to find your happy place. No. Putt-putt is seriously, it's fun for about 9 holes. And then you're like, all right, I get it. And the clubs are junk. The balls are junk. You know,
it's because you're a terrible person and you can't have fun.
So. Is that what it is?
Come on, dude. Putt-putt is one of the most fun things
ever. It drags on. Now, if I could have a golf cart on the putt-putt course, yeah. I...
All right, John Daly. It's like 4 steps to the hole. Come on.
It's a lot of walking. That's what makes it terrible. You got to walk all that way.
God forbid you walked a real course at any time.
Never. How dare you say stupid things like that? How dare you insult me? I'm a grown man.
Those stumpy legs couldn't make it through a course.
I'm a grown man. I get a golf cart wherever I go, okay? No, it's just after a while, you're like, all right, I get it. It's fine. Usually there's a bunch of, you know, screaming kids. And I can say that because I'm a father, all right? There's a bunch of kids over there. Everything's sticky at putt-putt places.
What putt-putt place are you going to? The local one? I'm giving them a plug. I love Hidden Point.
Yeah.
I go ripping around that.
No, again, I'm not saying they're not. They're good for 9 holes. And then you're just like, all right, I get it. Like, it's a tiny little village.
It's because you're getting worked. Because you're getting worked every time you go putt-putt golf.
I will mop the floor. I will mop the carpeted covered concrete floor of the putt-putt with you.
With your golden ram putter that you found in the ground.
I don't need to prove myself. I will work you, son. I will get you to the windmill, and I will. You're dead. All right.
All right. Happy.
Yeah.
Go to your happy place. Doing the bowl dance.
Is it weird that I would choose the grandma in the happy place over the hot?
Over.
She looked good. She looked good in that 90.
All right. Wrap this up. It's 7:41.
Her and the kiss. Leave the mask on, Grandma. Leave the mask on.
Oh, do you see Shooter McGavin got a DUI?
Oh, he did?
Shooter McGavin got a DUI over the weekend. In quotes, the cop talking to the cop. It's on camera, I think. Come on. I'm Shooter from Happy Gilmore. And his mugshot. Look his mugshot up. He's got the Shooter face. He's kind of got that smile going.
Christopher.
I'm almost positive that he was doing the finger guns, you know, in the photo. It's just a mugshot.
That is glorious.
Shooter.
Ooh, he looks a little. He looks a little rough.
He's getting older. He's getting older, but he's got that smile going. You know what he is? He knew this was going to be all over the internet.
Yeah. Come on.
Give him that Shooter smile.
Come on, I'm Shooter.
Shooter.
This is Shooter's tour. Shooter's time.
Yes.
No, buddy.
Anyway, there you go. That's sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.